T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cheddar Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Ronnie McLeod with us coming up in 10 minutes. Ronnie usually at 1 o'clock, but today at 12:30. So we look forward to talking to the Eagles starting safety. Much to react to from Doug Peterson's press conference right there. You know, one of the things you said is you said we're only 3-4, only a game out of first place in our division with a lot of football left. So he was continuing to sort of sing a positive tune. Now, he got down to business and said there's got to be a sense of urgency. So, I mean, he balanced that. Of course, the question about Howard Eskin was an interesting one. Howard not named, but we all know, obviously, it was about Howard as it relates to the Alshon Jeffrey story. Doug obviously did not want to dive into that at all about whether he actually did technically say he doesn't know if it's Alshon. Now, maybe that was untruthful. Maybe it was truthful. Obviously, I have no idea. If you missed earlier today, Howard at 9 a.m. Reported on Angelo's show that it was Alshon as the anonymous source for Josina Anderson's reports, which Josina Anderson about 2 hours ago had a tweet out, and it reads as follows: "He has zero knowledge of who I spoke to. #0." Now maybe she's covering for Alshon, maybe she's not. John, it was kind of a doozy of a press conference there. Any other?
Why do you say it was a doozy? Because he didn't say anything?
It was a doozy on a few fronts. I mean,
I don't think he was asked anything. I don't think he said anything. Well, on a day where I was, hoping for some answers or some, he took accountability. He said it starts with me, but that's the whole Andy Reid thing where saying it doesn't really.
He went full Andy Reid.
I agree with you.
No, that was not a doozy of a press conference. It was a terrible press conference. I got nothing.
Well, that's kind of what I meant.
I hated it.
He said, the sky is not falling. We have the men in the locker room
And I disagree with him.
I know you do.
You don't have the men in the locker room. And you don't have the coaching staff. And you might be part of the problem.
Yeah, we also found out.
And what about, I didn't say, when he was in a question, hey, guys being late, like such and such, he said, I didn't say they were.
Yeah, but he kind of did.
Well, he said, I didn't say they were. We're now somehow pretending that didn't happen.
Right.
I don't know.
He said, quote,
I want heads to roll.
He said, that's creeping in just a little bit. And then he kind of walked it
is
back.
Is it really?
And a minute later, he walks it back and is like, well, I'm not really saying it's happening. So he's like, that's just creeping in a little bit. And then he walks it back. The other thing is regarding the injury players. And he kind of lumped them all in. At one point, Deshaun's name was specifically said. He seemed at one point he was talking about Deshaun, but then talking about just kind of the injured players in mass. And he referenced that the injured guys probably won't practice early in the week. So, I don't know, get ready for a game against the Bills without, all these guys again. So, yeah, no, I wasn't complimenting Doug on that press conference. When I said doozy, I thought he was all over the place.
It was.
James, what'd you make of it?
Infuriating.
Yeah, look, it made me feel worse. Yeah, it made me feel worse.
How about a plan?
And that's saying something.
Yeah, I already felt terrible. And I mean, it just feels like he doesn't have a grasp on the situation.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It's an interesting way to put it. All right, Ronnie McLeod coming up in about 5 minutes. Phone calls all show. Let's talk to Bruce in Reading. Hey, Bruce.
Yo, what's up, Joe and John? How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I know. Same here. I am so tired of this Wentz slander. I'm sick of it at this point.
Like, me too.
If you guys were fools so bad, go be a Jaguars fan. Like, literally, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to do that.
I get you, though. I mean, I understand you guys are back in. I mean, I think it's the preparation. Have you realized every time that they've played in the Dome, Carson Wentz has looked, awful against Atlanta, against the Saints last year, against the Cowboys this year? What is the preparation going in with these Dome games?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Hadn't thought of it.
He's just looked bad. I mean, it's like he's not getting the preparation he needs. I think the coaching staff needs to do a better job. Doug says he needs to do a better job. Will he, though? I mean, when he says, I need to do a better job, it starts with me. Do you really feel like he has the sense of urgency that we're looking for? Because I don't know.
And also, another thing is, I think Doug's bread and butter was the RPOs, because it worked all year in 2019. 2017. That was his bread and butter. Where is that? We're not seeing that at all. He's basically throwing Carson out there and saying, all right, go do something. It's like, bro, give him something. You know what I mean?
Well, defenses were defending it differently last year. They're doing different things with linebackers that were dropping linebackers in spots where receivers were.
People caught up.
Yeah, running slants toward.
People caught up, and now we don't have the next development to stay ahead.
Yep.
That's true, but also I don't see the movement. I think Doug is lacking creativity. I'm not seeing the movement in the wideouts. Like, I'm not seeing the nice, because back in 2017 they were running some nice routes, moving, getting fulls out of the pocket. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're not doing that with Lynch at all either. Like, the first play of the game is the only game I can remember where they actually went out of the pocket to the right side. No flag line. That's it.
I will tell you this, man. I appreciate the call. It's a great call.
We're not moving the pocket. How about the, Kellen Moore across the field scheming guys open?
Yeah.
How about Kellen Moore? Motion.
Using the field like they did in 2017. That was one of the hallmarks of the offense.
I agree.
Formationally, like getting one over on the defense and then motioning. And yes, it was a really neat looking group of plays. Like he's got new additions, wrinkles that no one had ever seen before. Why don't we have that?
I think, look, one of the things, Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl for the Eagles. Andy Reid did not. Andy Reid, obviously, in 14 years, didn't get it done. I think one of the things, though, that's a real testament to Reid's greatness or close to greatness is he's now had successful offenses, John, for most of 20 years. I mean, he's adapted and adapted and adapted and adapted again and adapted again with all sorts of different personnel, all sorts of different personnel. And it's really a credit to Andy Reid. And, you know, one of the things we saw with Chip, obviously, Chip ran into major resistance year three. His innovative approach was, you know, nullified by adjustments by the defenses. He had no counterpunch. I'm not saying Doug's that yet. Certainly, I don't think he is. But Doug's counterpunch right now looks lacking. Doug had what he had in 2017. It was phenomenal. Reich was probably a big part of it. DeFilippo, I suppose.
There's no doubt Reich was a huge part of it. And now we're all thinking maybe he was the part of it.
Unbelievable. Let's talk to Matt in South Philly. Yo, Matt.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Rough day.
Man, not much, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I've been on hold now for a little over an hour, so there's a lot to touch on. Obviously, sure. I don't have all day with you guys, but this is basically what I wanted to say right when I called up, got put on hold. The whole entire offense got gassed out by that horrible pickup of a flag on what, the third or fourth play of the game, the Alshon Jeffrey pass interference flag that got picked up. That is total BS. Total BS.
I don't know. It's borderline, man. Their feet got tangled.
Tangled was because Jeffrey was going for the ball.
I know.
I forget the defender going at him, but he didn't even really turn his head or anything. He's just running straight into him. That's BS. It really is, because if they wanted to just not throw a flag in the beginning,
But Matt, they didn't lose the game because they picked up that flag.
They are just not as good as we all thought that they were. But in that game, in that big moment, the offense is moving the ball. That gassed them out and dictated the rest of the game. The very next play was the pass to Goddard and the fumble.
Yeah,
and that was it. Yeah. That was all that they wrote. But that total debacle started from the pickup of the flag. That should have been pass interference. That was, what, a 40-yard bomb?
It was pretty far.
That could have been caught, a little underthrown, possibly.
I get it.
But that just killed the game, and that
it did. But Matt, here's what I'm telling you, and listen, I appreciate the call. It didn't kill the game. They did it to themselves in this game. They really did. I mean, maybe it should have been a penalty, maybe not. I don't know. I thought it was borderline. But they lost this game for so many reasons, not related to that play. Well, let's go out on the Swartz-Colleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Colleton at 800-JUSTICE. There's a lot flying around these days with the Eagles. A lot of stuff, a lot of issues to discuss with Rodney McLeod, including the game, of course, from last night. The Eagles starting safety, Rodney McLeod, joins us. Rodney, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Rodney, a lot of frustrated people out there, which I'm sure you are as well, and your teammates. What is your reaction to when a game like that occurs? What goes through your mind when you're in the locker room after a game like that ends?
Kind of, you know, confused, disappointed, embarrassed also by, you know, our performance as a team, and understand and know how much work we put into the week, how hard we prepare, And to go out and, you know, have that type of performance, man, is just, you know, unacceptable and something that, you know, it just left, you know, a distasteful feeling. And I think, you know, all of us last night.
You know, Ronnie, I'll tell you this. For me watching the game, when it was 14-0, I thought the game was all but over. And everything that transpired thereafter almost felt like to me it validated the way I felt. I mean, how do you explain what seemed to be, to many of us, a lack of, not just execution, but a lack of fight last night?
I mean, I think we fought back. You know, we put ourselves in a hole early, right? We get two turnovers, both, you know, saying in our own territory. But, you know, defensively, we got to step up to the plate. And we got to hold teams to, you know, saying three or create a turnover in some way in that instance, which would help the game drastically. But, hey, you know, we're down 14. But I felt like we fought back. I felt like we went down. We drove the ball down the field. We scored. But it just was too much inconsistency. We were up. We were down. All three phases weren't necessarily playing all together at the right time throughout that game. And ultimately, when you put yourself in a hole the way that we did, it's hard to be good teams. And that's what happened last night.
You know, the week before the loss to Minnesota, it's a bad taste in your mouth. Did it feel like the team responded in you know, during the week in practice? Was there like a rallying cry that you were looking for?
I mean, I think the way that we, like I said earlier, man, I felt like all week we prepped hard. If I looked at practice, man, I felt confident.
Yeah.
I never had a sense that we were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, last week, you know, that was kind of a wake-up call for us. And we come out this week at practice, and I think we had the right mentality. Like I said, we practice hard, we look good, and we come out and, you know, things happen that you actually never think of, or you don't imagine yourself within three plays having a fumble, or
second drive,
like having another fumble and then be on the 10-yard line. You can't predict those things. You just got to, it's how you respond. That's really what it comes down to.
Sure. I mean, that game could be as simple as that the Dallas Cowboys are the last team in the world. You want to spot two touchdowns. And, you know, the offensive game plan goes out the window when you spot them 14 points. You could boil it down that way. It just didn't look like we had the same intensity that the Cowboys did. And I'm not talking about our defense necessarily, but does it feel like some guys in that locker room are asking for more from their teammates at this point?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just, as a fan and, you know, former player, it didn't feel like we could match the intensity, you know, like the want to that the Cowboys played with. And I just wonder, you know, teams that I played on, you know, you'd have guys who are saying, guys, hey, we got to get in gear. Why can't we play harder? Why can't we do more? I just wonder if there's any of that, you know, going on, if there are guys standing on chairs screaming and yelling, or if it's just, hey, we'll fix this. We know we've done it before.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're all trying to figure out, you know, what the issue is, and what's kind of going on, you know, with the team and why we're starting out the way that we have every single game. I think just when I look at every game, man, the slow starts. I can't pinpoint what it is, but I mean we got to fix it fast because you know the schedule doesn't get any easier.
Yeah,
teams don't feel sorry for us. They're giving us the best. I mean, and we got to expect everyone's best.
Were there? Yeah, absolutely. Were there new looks that the Dallas Cowboys threw out there last night that gave the defense problems?
I don't think so. I looked at a lot of film, and they stuck to their game plan. I mean, the best the best play that they had that we didn't see was their first touchdown. That was a great play that was kind of schemed up and executed very well,
yeah.
The option play with the receiver. But outside of that, I mean, they stuck to their game plan. They lined up, and everything that we watched on film and we repped throughout the week, they ran.
Rodney, the anonymous quote story that, you know, went to Josina Anderson in two different reports last week, is that a distraction?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to read too much into what goes on outside our own locker room. A lot of things that I hear comes from, you know, either other people telling me or, you know, players kind of telling me. So I think it is just, you know what I'm saying, what you said it is. It's a way to distract us, to try to get us off our game, to, you know, draw the team apart. And I think, you know, with us, the type of guys that we have, man, it's going to take more than that to do something like that. Even after a game like last night, guys are still together, man, holding our hair strong. And we know there's a lot of ball left. There's a lot of fight left in us. We just got to nip it in the bud and get it fixed very quickly. And, you know, the good thing about our season is 9 games left. The first one starts with Buffalo next week.
Rodney, the defense prides itself on stopping the run, and they had 189 yards on the ground. What can the defense do differently to not let that happen again?
It's really about tackling well, and all, you know what I'm saying, from the D-line all the way into the back end. It's about being in your right gaps, understanding how they're going to attack us. But it's very simple in how, you know, we go about, you know, fixing that. You know, that's a good group, very talented. Two backs that they have, Ezekiel being one of the best in the game and behind that O-line. But like I said, it's us, you know, not tackling well and us not, you know, probably, you know, hitting the right gaps that we needed to do last night.
Hey, Ronnie, even in the midst of a tough time for the squad, it doesn't mean that you or some of your teammates aren't doing great things in the community. And I know you have an event coming up next Monday. It's the day after the Bills game, which my understanding is tickets are still available for your Bowl-a-ween bash. You do great stuff raising money for people that really could use some help. Cancer research. I know the website is RodneyMcLeod23.com. And you know, John and I have been there the last couple of years. For those that have the opportunity maybe to get there on Monday, to get to RodneyMcLeod23.com, if you could, Rodney, I want to give you a chance to tell people, you know, what next week, next Monday will entail.
Yeah, man. So next week, like you said, October 28th, at Lucky Strike. From 6 to 10, I'll have my, you know, third annual Bowl-a-ween for cancer research. And this is something that I've been passionate about since I came to Philadelphia because of the loss of my grandmother who passed away of pancreatic cancer. So this is something for me to show my love and appreciation for her. You know, American Association for Cancer Research does such a great job. And, you know, with their researchers and scientists and trying to find a cure for cancer. So this is my role and just encouraging everybody to come out, have a good time. There'll be a lot of auction items there. The purpose is to raise money, but also to have a good time. Wear your best costume. There'll be a prize for the best costume, and very excited about that. So tickets are still available. Not many left, but I do encourage everybody to still go online, RodneyMcLeod22.com, and, you know, purchase a ticket today. Good. And hope we see everybody next Monday.
That's outstanding. That's really important stuff, and we appreciate you, I mean, always doing great things, Rodney. And my last question, a very important one. Last night, were those two different pairs of shoes, and you took one from each for the different colored shoes you had on? I mean, this is a critical question I've got. Was that two pairs, or was it like one pair that they just painted?
Yeah, one pair is painted purple.
Wow.
For pancreatic cancer for my grandmother, and then the other one's for breast cancer for two survivors that I know, one being my mother-in-law and the other being one of my best friend's mother, who recently got diagnosed. Yep. So.
It was a good look.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Rodney, I admire what you do with that stuff, man. Again, RodneyMcLeod23.com. Good luck up ahead this week, obviously, preparing for the Buffalo Bills and what lies ahead. And as always, we appreciate you joining us on the show.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, there he is, Rodney McLeod on the Swartz Culleton guest line. Not always easy to answer those questions, and he does so with a lot of class. He really does. It was a tough loss last night. Probably the last thing he felt like talking about, but that's the way it goes. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. All right, 888-729-9494. Coming up with Nelson Aguilar, had to say after the game last night. Also, we'll get into some of the snap counts. There's some interesting things about who played and who did not play. We'll address it all up ahead next. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.